This is Living the RV Dream, episode 206 for Friday, August 27, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome to the show one more time. And the reason the show is a little bit late, well, I forgot to do a show yesterday. We were having too much fun. In any case, we're back in Florida, believe it or not. We're going to be back in Florida for a couple of weeks, take care of some things. And then we're going back up north. But let me tell you about the area where we were last week. And namely, Rochester, New York, and the Finger Lakes. And Rochester, very cool town. And we didn't do much, to be honest about it. We went to the George Eastman Museum, which is... Eastman of the Eastman Kodak Company, and his house there. That guy was loaded, by the way. Beautiful house there, and the museum has lots of photographic artifacts, like a lot of historic cameras and art. You know, photographic art galleries, and I thought it was very nice. It was very well put together. Very disappointed the gardenings, which was one of the most important parts of the museum, were. We're closed at the moment, so that was kind of a bummer. But I got to see a Panavision camera, and that's, you know, they had me at Panavision. What can I say? The town of Rochester, pretty cool. We met with executive producer Anthony, and he took us to this place where they serve a plate called the garbage plate, which is like it can be either a hamburger or a hot dog, and then it has all kinds of stuff like home fries and macaroni salad and like chili, all kinds of things, like all kind of together. But amazingly enough, it's actually really good. We went to this place, historic place, it's been there forever, over 100 years, called Nick Tahu, and I believe the original was with hot dogs, but we had the burger one. And it was great to meet Anthony. It's always great to meet viewers on the road in the different places that we go. And we also went to this place called Highland Park. Highland Park was very nice. It's got this greenhouse called the Lamberton Conservatory. Also, Rochester has the peculiarity of having this huge waterfall in the middle of downtown there. It's called the Hennessy River High Falls. And that was very cool to see, actually, right in the middle of town, these waterfalls. And then in the afternoon, we also went to the brewery right there. It's another historic brewery, the Hennessy Brewery. And we met up with Enrique and Sandra, also viewers of the channel. And he gave me a beautiful wooden flag with a pelican. I have to show you that. Well, we probably saw it on last week's live stream, but that was very nice. Oh, and Sandra made us empanadas, which were really good too. So that was Rochester, and from there we've always heard about this mythical place called the Finger Lakes. Lots of wineries. That seems to be the main thing. So we went to Watkins Glen, and of course Enrique recommended a barbecue place there. Nichols Barbecue there in Watkins Glen's Glen. That was amazing, actually, very nice. And we went to a couple of wineries in the area during the couple of days that we were there, and it's good New York wines. But the highlight of this whole area was Watkins Glen State Park, which is it's about a mile long hike, and we did it wrong. We entered the hike through the halfway point instead of one of the ends, so we kind of had got to do part of the hike twice, which is fine. But it's this hike, and over the course of this mile, they have, I don't know how many waterfalls. The lady at the entrance told us, but I forgot how many. It's more than 10, for sure. One of them, you can even walk behind the waterfall. And I got a great slow-mo picture there, and I put it on Instagram if you want to check out my Instagram, Traveling Robert. And that was really the highlight of that whole area. And the town is nice. It has a couple of nice places to eat and a couple of bars, and it's all right. It's a cute little town, Watkins Glen. And oh, the other thing that we did, because this is very close to Corning, and you probably heard of Corning Glass, and it's a famous glass manufacturer. Actually, I believe that the first iPhone, the glass was Corning Glass. You know, they make this high end, and of course they make Pyrex and all kinds of different specialty products. But they have the Museum of Glass right there in downtown Corning, and that was very cool to see. I thought it was gonna be more like technology, history of glass, that kind of thing, and they have that section too, but a huge section of the museum is actually art, glass art, some of it very beautiful, some of it of questionable, I don't know, some of them were like a square within a square within a square, and I'm like, that's art, right? But in any case, my favorite part was the technology part, and they have like the Fresnel lenses that it's like the optics, you know, they had a Fresnel, several Fresnel lenses, you know, that's the one that they use on lighthouses. They had a periscope. They had all kinds of exhibits showcasing what can be done with glass and especially optics, and that's being a photography enthusiast that I am, that was very cool to see. And then they have an area where it's more like historic, and they have like historic like glass from the Roman era or the Hellenistic era or from the Middle East, you know, like the ancient Byzantine and that kind of thing. And of course all the Europeans are represented there too, the Venetian, Italian, whatever. And that was very cool to see also the evolution of glass. You know, it ends with like the Tiffany exhibit, so that was very good. It's a very good museum if you are in the area. For sure, I would recommend it. And that's pretty much all we've done. And today, by the way, I'm going to keep the podcast episode a little short. Just because we're late, right? So I'm just going to go through... I'm just going to play back some of your voicemail. And that's it. Because from Watkins Glens, what we did, you know... we pretty much drove down here nearly nonstop. Actually, it is too hot to be boondocking, so we actually stayed at two state parks, which both places I've discovered that I want to visit again because they were beautiful, beautiful. One in Virginia and one in Georgia. So let's listen to some of your voicemail, if the internet cooperates here.
Hey, Robert. Alan Chitwood here. Just called to say happy... National Cuban Sandwich Day. Enjoy your Cuban sandwich today. And thanks for everything you do. I'm going to go out and get me a Cuban sandwich somewhere. Either that or I'll make one. Take care and thanks for everything, huh? I think I'll be sending you something at your post office box. So pick it up whenever you get back. Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. That was, of course, 3 days ago when it was actually a Cuban Sandwich Day. I didn't know. As soon as I get back to Miami, I might have me one, you know. And that's it for today, everybody. I'm going to fire up the lawnmower now and start mowing here in Pelicamp. And by the way, the internet extremely slow. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to call that one internet company we have here in this area and tell them what's going on. In any case, until the next one, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road. Because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV.